Okay, today's daf is Erevin daf Yud Aleph. Erevin Yud Aleph, and we are on Yud Amid Beis, right in the sugya of Asla. We just spoke about the brisa that was brought in the middle of the Amud related to Asla, and we are relating this to what we spoke about earlier on the Amud, and that is if one has an area where the middle standing area might be less than the airspace on either side of the standing area, does it become nullified or not? We spoke about, how do we get into this? Because we were speaking about if you have a mavui with a 20 amma or a 15 amma opening, so you want to make it smaller some way. And you want to make it smaller in a way of only using a couple of ammas of a board. So how do you do that? So we mentioned leaving a space of two and putting a board up of three, and then Gemara then went into other possibilities. Why do you do that? Why don't you have 1.5, 1, and 1.5, other possibilities that we went into, and then we just started to discuss the sugya of Aslas. Let's just finish that first. So we had, again, right in the middle, we had the Tanan Hassam, which was really a Tosefta, about, again, the Asla was, let's say, a type of barrel that they used to use for a bathroom, and there was a leather a piece of leather on top with an opening in the middle for a person to sit on when they go to the bathroom, and the sides were leather and the middle was open. So how much space is allowed, how many finger length space is allowed in order for that to be still considered a tefach, and that would create Tumas Ohel underneath? That was the question. So Machlokas, we had Rav Dimi and Ravin. Many times throughout Shas, Rav Dimi and Ravin both bring reports from Eretz Yisrael, and they differ. So whenever you see a Kiyasa Rav Dimi, usually there's a Kiyasa Ravin shortly afterwards. See here too. So Rav Dimi says the measurements were two fingers, and two fingers. Everything equal. And meaning the two sides were two fingers width, and the middle airspace was two fingers width. And that's good enough to be called a tefach. And Ravin says, no, it's 1.5 on the side, 1.5 on the side, and one finger in the middle. And Abaya says, oh, is there a machlokas between you and Rav Dimi? And he says, no machlokas. We're just talking about different sizes of aslas, different size Talmudic bathrooms. So Amar Lay, so now we're about 12 lines up at the bottom, so says Abaya back to him, he says, La'ai, no, Palgisu, I think you are arguing, Uba Omeid Baruba Al HaParitz Mishnei Ruchos Palgisu, and I think your issue is when you have the question of Omeid Baruba Al HaParitz, when you need more items there, not talking about standing walls, here we're talking about pieces of leather, when you need the existence of the item, the leather or the board, more than the space, Omeid Baruba Al HaParitz, are you allowed to add up from two different sides of airspace? I think that's your difference. Lidi Dach, according to you, Ravin, Havi Omeid Mishnei Ruchos. I'm sorry, according to you, Rav Dimi, then it's Omeid, you can add up from two sides. You can add it from two sides, and that's why you have two and two on the sides and two in the middle. It's exactly equal to the airspace in the middle, but it's okay. You can add up from the two sides. L'Ravin, but according to your friend Ravin, Meiruach Achas Avi Omeid, Mishnei Ruchos Lo Avi Omeid. Only from one side. That's why he has to create the sides as wider than the airspace. He has to have 1.5 on the sides, and one in the middle. The Isaka Daitach Lo Piligisu, because if you would say that you are not arguing, said L'Ravin Hachi Baila L'Meimar, so Ravin could have just said the following, Etzba Vishlish Mikan, Ve'etzba Vishlish Revach Ba'emsa. He could have come up with different measurements that would have been all equal, right, according to Ravin. Right, he didn't have to come up with making them unequal. It would have been easy to make equal areas. The fact that he did it must be that he wouldn't accept having equal sides and equal space. So he says back to him, Elamai Paliginan. He said, what? So you think I'm, Rav Dimi says to back to Abaya, what, so you think I am arguing? So Ladidi, Hachi Baila the Meimar. So there's something I could have said differently also. Etzba Vishne Shlishim Mikan, Ve'etzba Vishne Shlishim Mikan, Ve'etzba Ayim Vishne Shlishim Revach Ba'emsa. If you think that we're arguing, then I could have also said different measurements. 1.5 finger breaths, 1 2/3 from one side, 1 2/3 from the other side, 2 2/3 in the middle. Right, and that would have been a greater chiddush because their parut is meruba on each of the omdim. Rashi says, Ela ikal meimer tibeliginar b'paris kolmei piligina. But I'll give you one thing. If you think that we're not arguing about whether you could count the standing room from two sides, but we're arguing whether you could have equal standing and open space, which is something that came up once before. It's going to come up again. If you have a chatzar that's surrounded and altogether is exactly equal, paritz ka'omed, would we say that works or not? So that's the machlokas. Okay, either way, that was just the application using the Asla case in Meseches Kalim. Do the same rules apply to standing surrounding yards and to another application for a Tumas Ohel? Big sugya, just to mention one source related to it. This is talking about a Talmudic bathroom. There are different halachas, mostly in the third parak of Meseches Brachas, in terms of a bathroom. How far does one have to be away from waste in order to say Kriya Shema, in order to daven? If it's being able to visually see it, even if it's beyond 20 amas, what if it doesn't smell anymore? All different halachas. What about carrying tefillin inside? What about wearing tefillin inside? Good. What about bezman hazeh, though? What about bathrooms bezman hazeh? What status do bathrooms, do aslas have bezman hazeh? So there is a Gemara in Brachas Adav Chavav, which speaks about Persian bathrooms. What are Persian bathrooms? The Gemara talks about some type of piping, that some type of plumbing, that the pipes go straight down into the ground, and it did not have the status of regular bathrooms. L'may nafka mina bezman hazeh, right? We're not davening in the bathrooms as it was, but what was Islamaisa is, could one wash their hands for the Tilas Yadayim in the bathroom? If one just goes into the bathroom, is there a Ruach Ra'ah that is existent in the bathroom that does not exist outside the bathroom? So, just one tshuva. The first tshuva in Yechaveh Das Chela Gimel says Rav Avadya, Aval Kashiyeh, he says, what about nowadays, sometimes you have sinks and bathtubs and not a toilet in the bathroom. So what kind of more in Eretz Yisrael that's more common? So what status does that have? Okay, you're not going to make the bracha in the bathroom. But do I have to, if I go in there, is there a ruach ra? Like they used to be in the old outhouses. So says Rav Avadya, quotes machlokas, kishyesham besakisei, avobisha kavuasham silon mayim, hashotfim bezerem, adir, which you flush, ubanaka medivis asla, even though it's very clean, mikomakom, ein lahatir litol sham yadayim lesuda. Lechachila, at least, one should not wash their hands there for suda, elam kebishazat chak, shein lo makom acher. And he says, it's not like the Persian bathrooms. Why not? That had piping. Why? Because by the Persian bathrooms, right when this person went to the bathroom, there was not even a moment that the waste stayed there. It went straight down underneath the ground. Masha Enkin, in our bathroom, it stays there for a minute, and then it flushes. Then you flush it a few seconds later. So it says Rav Avadya, I'm not sure. Avokancha rei nishar zman ma ba'asla kol meshach zman shifto laso strachav achu kam v'locheitz al asilon shal mayim, and then it cleans it. V'chein yishal zed din shal besakisei shiruach rasho asham, and therefore you shouldn't be no tel yadayim there. Says Rav Avadya, and he says the Chalkas Yaakov agrees to me v'chulu. But then he quotes, there are many others that argue. He quotes other achronim that say that no, here is even better because here it gets even cleaner, which you would have said. Our bathrooms, the piping, and the material that it's made of, it gets much cleaner than whatever it was in the old Persian bathrooms, and it for sure smells better than the aroma of the bathrooms of old. And there it's Tzvi, the Kasha Clover, Rav Aryeh Tzvi Frumer, Katzav Shekol Meshem Midiach HaGraf Shorei B'chol Pam, every time you clean it after each usage, Ein Olav Taras Graf Shorei, V'hu Adin Beis HaKisei, Ein Olav Taras Beis HaKisei. It doesn't have the status. And then he quotes from Rav Henkin, who was matir even to wash your hands in there for tefillah and for seuda, and maybe make the bracha right outside. Either way, this is a huge discussion. Lechadchila not to use it, but b'di'eved, for sure, yesh makom lahakal. There are many poskim that say, if this is the one place that one has, let's say somebody's on a teal, the only sinks that there are in a bathroom. Or, let's say somebody when one wakes up in the morning. Somebody wakes up in the morning, and if they have the minhag of putting the Netilas Yadayim underneath their bed, okay. But what if their minhag, the poskim quote at the beginning of Aruch Chaim, that walking straight to your to the bathroom from the bedroom is okay. It's within Dalet Amos, and it's fine. So what if you make the bracha outside, however one does it in the morning? So Iker did many poskim or Mekel to wash one's hands inside as long as it's clean and it doesn't smell. It does not have the same status of Beis HaKisei of old. And okay, we're machmir not to make the bracha in there. But in terms of washing one's hands in there, or just going in there and having to wash one's hands afterwards, because Ruach Ra or Shora in there, many pasuk are makel regarding that, that there is no Ruach Ra, that is Shora in those bathrooms. Good, because also sometimes people just go in there for some other usage, to look in the mirror and to just use the sink. Haraya, the fact that we go in there to wash our hands means that it doesn't have the status of a Beis HaKisa. Okay, that's a big discussion, but we'll continue now. Two dots on Yud Amabes. Daf Yud Aleph and Erevin is one of the more Lamaisa Dafim, as we'll see on Amabes. We've mentioned it a number of times already in terms of Suras HaPesach. Again, everything that we've mentioned already in the Masechta, we try to make Lamaisa, but let's see what we have. So two dots. Im Yesh Lo Suras HaPesach. We'll go back to the Mishnah. If you remember, the Mishnah on Daf Beis had said, if somebody has a wide doorway, so up until 10 amos, then you have to put a lechi, a vertical, or a korah, a horizontal board. But if it's more than 10 amos, so what do? Lechi and a korah aren't going to help you. What you need is a whole door frame, a tzuras ha-pesach. So that's what the Mishnah said. So ashkechon tzuras ha-pesach, demahanya barachbo. Fine, I understand tzuras ha-pesach, the door frame will help if it's more than 10 amos wide. The Amaltera to Mahanya Bagofo. And we have back on Daf Gimel, the Amaltera. Remember, the Amaltera was the special type of design that one makes on top of the doorway. And we mentioned that brings a person's eyes to recognize that there is a door frame here, even though it is above the shear. So I know that Amaltera helps when it's above, if it's above 20 amos, usually it's no good, but if there's an Amaltera there at 25 amos, that's good enough, because people's eyes would be drawn to that. So I know Tzuras HaPesach helps out if it's too wide. Amaltera helps out if it's too high. What about the opposite? What about the opposite? If Chamai, right? Can we rely on an Amaltera if it's too wide, or on a Tzuras HaPesach if it's too tall? That's the question. So Tashma, let's see. D'tanya, Mavi shugavoa me'esrim ama yima'eit, v'mish lo tzuras ha-pesach in atzorach lama'eit. The Bright says, Beferish, if a Mavi is too high, you could use a tzuras ha-pesach. It says, Beferish, that the opposite works. You could be mama'eit it if it is too high. Amaltera, well, let's finish the sentence and then we'll come back. Amaltera brachbomai, what about the other question that we had? The fancy type of amaltera that allowed you to have it too high. Does that help too wide? So Tashma, we try to bring a raya. Ditanya, mavi shigavoa me'asrim ama yima'it. If it's above 20 amos, you have to lower it in order to put down your korah. Va'aracha me'asr yima'it. And if it's too wide, make it smaller. V'imyesh l'tzuras ha-pesach. Ain't otzorach l'ma'it. And if it has a tzuras ha-pesach, you don't have to be ma'it if it's wider than 10 amos. And v'imyesh or higher. V'imyesh l'amaltera, ain't otzorach l'ma'it. So we have that last line. If it has the amaltera, the fancy type of decorative surroundings, you don't have to lower it, make it smaller, I should say. So my lava seifa, isn't that also talking about the seifa, meaning the width problem? And this braisa is saying that amaltera is okay? Lo, aresha. No, we say aresha, so we don't allow. Period. No answer to that question. The Gemara ends here, goes on to something else. We do not have an answer whether amaltera works. So what would you say? Halacha lamaisa. Somebody has a wider than 10 amos opening in the front of the mavui, and they want to make some type of beautiful lattice work on the sides, would that be good enough? So, the Rashba has 2 days about this. Well, what would you say? The Rashba says, V'hilchasa v'hilkach amaltera berchava lo efshita yesh misha omer de lakula azlina. And some say lakula, why? Because mechitzas revias is derabanan. Right, we don't know what to do. Some say derabanan lakula. We don't know what to hold. The Yesh Misha Omer, but then he says, but maybe not. Kivan de ikar mechitzos de oraisa. Since the principles of making walls on Shabbos are de oraisa, even though this application of making a wall is de rabbanan, but you'd still treat that as a suffix sheikar de oraisa, and you go lechumra. That's a fascinating 2 days in the Rashba. How do you determine whether something is a suffix de rabbanan or a suffix de oraisa? Do you look at Lamaisa, Lamaisa? What's the case? Darabanan or Daraisa? Or do you say, no, this smacks of, the roots of this issue is Daraisa, even though in this specific case is Darabanan. So, What would you say in that case? The Gemara in the beginning of Beitza discusses Muksa. Muksa is called Ein Lo Iker Menat Torah. So there's no Iker. Muksa is a totally made up rabbinic world. Okay, so that's Ein Lo Iker. But many Durabanans of Yesh Lo Iker. Basar B'chalav, Basar Of B'chalav. Basar B'chalav, Yesh Lo Iker Menat Torah, by beef, we've extended it to chicken. So if you have a suffix about, you know, a Basar Of B'chalav, so would that be a Durabanan Shaila? A Sari Durabanan, or would that be a Daraisa Shaila? Comes up all the time, where you have a Daraisa related issue, but it's a Durabanan application. So that's 2 days right here in the Rashba, and the Rashba is no telechumra to call this a Daraisa. Number one, once we have the Rashba open, let's go back to the previous Rashba. And the Rashba says, I think our Gemara is a Raya against the Rambam. Which Rambam? The Rambam says in Hilchos Shabbos here in Perek Yizayin, Tzuras HaPesach is going to help you out even for a Mavui that's less than 10 Tzvachim tall. That's the Rambam. Less than 10 Tzvachim tall. Our Gemara says Tzuras HaPesach is going to help you out if it's above 20 Amos. The Rambam seems to say that even if it's under 10 Tzvachim, says the Rashba, under 10 Tzvachim, Ve'eino Mechuver Be'enai Klau. First of all, two problems. Number one, logical. Number two, textual. Number one, logical. Delo matsanu ela begavoha. I'm sorry, first textual. Delo matsanu ela begavoha. Yesrim yesrim. Our Gemara is telling you the extreme cases that Tzuras HaPesach could work. So what did it say? Above 20, right? Our Eruvs. Our Eruv strings, a lot of them go above 20 Amos. Right? Why? Why they go all the way up. All the way above 30 feet. Right? I mean, you have to measure. Not all. A lot of them don't. But if you're using a real high one, sometimes we use the telephone poles, as we'll talk about soon, that's all the way up there. So that's high. So if our Gemara is teaching us that Tzuras HaPesach could go even higher than 20 Amos, wouldn't you think this would be the Gemara that would also say that a Tzuras HaPesach could help you if it's really short also? Wouldn't that be, right? Umishum de Pesach kemechitza ukilu v'inam chumar v'inai klal t'lo matzon elo v'gavol yeser miyesrim umishum de Pesach kemechitza dami ukilu nistam hakol. V'imisa rabusa tfei havilu lashminon b'she'ena gavoa asara v'havilu l'misnei b'trevayu. Our Gemara should have mentioned it, number one. Number two, he says logically, forget Tzuras HaPesach, what if you had a wall here? Not an actual Tzuras HaPesach, not just a symbolic, you have the door frame. What if you have an actual wall? It's not going to work. Right? If a mechitza is not 10 tzvachim tall, it's not a mechitza. V'od, the Tzuras HaPesach v'adifa mi mechitza gemura. V'kol mechitza gemura she'ena gavo asara, lo havi mechitza gemura. Kol shekein Tzuras HaPesach to lo havi mechitza. So I think the Rambam is against the Gemara, and I think the Rambam doesn't make sense, says the Rashba. So how the Rambam gets out of the Gemara, okay, you could say the Gemara didn't mention every case. But what about the other problem? That's a serious problem. That's a strong question on the Rambam. An actual wall has got to be 10 tefachim tall. A Tzuras HaPesach can help out. So what would you say to that? So you could mention that some say the Meiri here seems to say maybe it's, the Rambam's lashon is that the Mavui is less than 10 tefachim. Maybe the Tzuras HaPesach is going to be above 10 tefachim. It's going to be taller than the rest of the Mavui. The Mavui's walls are less than 10 tefachim. Okay, maybe that's what the Rambam means. But others say that maybe in economic, maybe it's ironic, but it works. If you have a symbolic door, Tzuras HaPesach, maybe that works midin heker. Maybe that works some other way, but because it's not as strong, that's why it might be able to be more flexible than an actual, you're right, you can't have an actual wall. It's not going to be good enough. But Tzuras HaPesach, it might work differently, so therefore, it would be able to be even less than 10 tefachim. Okay, interesting point, even though 2 points of the Rashba on our sukkah. Okay, we continue though now. Says the Gemara, about the seventh line or so. Masnile Rav Yehuda Lechia Barav Kamei Derav. Well, we had this once before. We had this on the bottom of Beis Mabeis, right on the first daf of the Masechta. Rav Yehuda learned the Braisa in front of Rav. Eino Tzarech Lamayit, like our Mishnah says. That if you have a Tzuras HaPesach, even if it's wider than 10 Amos, still you could put a Tzuras HaPesach up there. Amalei, so Rav argued on that. Rav said, Asne Tzarech Lamayit. Rav argued. Rav said, no, you have to be Mamayit. Remember, this came up on that base? Because remember, we said that the first opinion for the measurements of the Mishnah was based on the doorway of the Heichal, the doorway of the Ulam. And we said, if you hold that it's the source is the doorways of the Heichal, then you should allow even, you shouldn't allow wider doorways. Because in the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't have wider doorways, even though they had source of Pesach. So we mentioned that on the Beis HaMikdash, the bottom line, you're right. According to Rav, he doesn't allow wider doorways. So that was Rav. That's this quoting again. So Rav does not hold like our Mishnah. Good. So that's Rav. Tzuras HaPesach does not work to help out if your opening is more than 10. Amar Rav Yosef. Now Rav Yosef tries to extend that. Not only does Rav say that a Tzuras HaPesach does not help for the problem of a doorway more than 10 amos, it's also not going to help for a different problem. That's going to be Rav Yosef's extension. Amar Rav Yosef. Midive Rabbeinu Nilmad. Chatzer, sheruba psachim v'chalonos. If you look in the pictures, right, a chatzer where most of the chatzer is not wall. It's windows and doorways. And the windows go all the way down, so they're basically considered doorways. Right, you don't have 10 tfachim of a wall under the window. So you basically have a chatzer that's very, very open. So in that case, chatzer, sheruba psachim v'chalonos, Einoni teres b'tzuras haPesach. Tzuras haPesach does not work for it. My taima, hoel v'yoser may eser. What's the svara? Why? What is Rav Yosef saying? That not only does tzuras haPesach not help out for an opening more than 10 amos in a mavui, it also does not help out for parutz meruba al haomed in a chatzer. That's going to be Rav Yosef's extension. Here we go. My taima. Hoel v'yoser may eser oser b'mavui. Since more than 10 amos is a problem in an alleyway in a mavui. Uparetz meruba al ha'omed oser b'chatzer. And adding up all the dimensions, if you have more open space than standing space, that asers in the chatzer. Those are parallel problems. One in a mavui, one in a chatzer. So my yoser may eser. So just like the problem in a mavui of more than 10. Ha'oser b'mavui. Ain't no need teres b'tzuras ha'pesach. The problem in the mavui is not solved, according to you, Rav, with the tzuras ha'pesach. So af parutz meruba la'omed. So to the problem of parutz, more than omed. Ha'oser b'chatzer. Ain't no need b'tzuras ha'pesach. So we had Rav Shita, who argues on our Mishnah, and we just had Rav Yosef's extension. Rav Yosef says, just like Tzuras HaPesach is not going to solve your very wide problem, it's not going to solve your Paretz Meruba La'omid problem. Right, so you got to figure out, why is that? Why does Tzuras HaPesach, what's the Svara of Tzuras HaPesach then that Rav Yosef is saying? Is it working midin mechitza? Is it working, and mechitza can't work for such a wide area? Is it working midin hecker? And hecker can't work? You gotta work it out. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Maybe you cannot make that comparison. Mal yoser me eser haoser b'mavui. 1 second. The problem of more than a 10 ama opening in a mavui, shkin lo hitarta bo eitzo pasi biroos, the Rebbe Meir. Well, openings of 10 amos apply even in the case of Pasi Biroz. Remember, that was the case we discussed yesterday. It comes at the beginning of the second parak. All the Oli Regalim, they want to get water for their cows on the way up to Yerushalayim, and it's Rishos Arabim. How do they get water out from the pit? So you build these right angle little walls, and that's enough. That's allowed. And even if there's 10 amos spaces in between, do you allow that? So that is a machlokes, but that is not allowed, according to Rabbi Meir. That's what we're talking about here. So Ma was saying, what you're comparing, Rabbi Yosef, walls, openings more than 10 amos, comparing that to Paretz Meruba La'omed? No. Paretz Meruba La'omed is more makel. Why? Ma liyoser me'eser ha'oser b'mavui. If you have more than a 10 ama opening in a mavui, shkein lo itartabo eitzel pasi biros lo remeir. That's a chumrah, because you don't allow that in the pasi biros case. According to remeir, it can't be more than 10 amos openings. Tomar b'paretz meruba la'omed ha'oser b'chatzer, unlike the paretz more than omed problem, shkein itarta eitzel pasi biros lo yakol, which is allowed. You have those right angles, most of the area is open. So Rav Yosef, I don't like your extension. So we reject Rav Yosef's extension. Rav might not say that you extend it to the chatzer issue. Period. Just, I forgot to mention yesterday, I just wanted to mention, once we're talking about Aliyah L'Regel and the Tzorech for this heter of Pasi Biros, and we're within a week of Yontif, just to mention one thought from Rav Schwab. Rav Schwab, this is in his and it's his comment on Shir HaShirim, which is in Yonah Diyama also. So Rav Schwab writes, but the Gemara says in Chagiga that the pasuk in Shir HaShirim says, "Mayafu pa'amayich b'na'alayim bas nadiv." How beautiful are your footsteps, those who wear shoes bas nadiv. So what is that referring to? So the Gemara Chagiga on Daf Gimel says that's referring to the shoes of Am Yisrael when they go to be Ola Regel. How beautiful they are. Right? It's praising, it's a remez to praising the Aliyah L'Regalim, the daughter of Nadiv, the daughter of Avram Avinu, who was a Nadiv, who was the first one to recognize the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Esr Schwab, this is the pasuk in Tanakh that's being Meramis to Aliyah L'Regel. Those Bnei Yisrael who are wearing shoes, you don't wear shoes in the Beis HaMikdash. They're all going to go in, they're going to take off their shoes. So this is the pasuk that's praising Am Yisrael about when they're Ola Regel. Number one. Number two question, and you can say this at any meal on Yontif. Any meal. You can even say it to Shabbos. Right, says the second question, well, we're going to say on Yontif, V'hashev kohanim la'avadasam u'levi'im l'shiram u'vizimram v'hashev Yisrael l'nveihem. Right, we talk about what the kohanim are going to return them to their avoda, the levi'im, to their singing, and b'nei Yisrael l'nveihem, to their places. To their places. To their resting places. Is that talking about in Yerushalayim, or is that talking about at home? What is the kohanim and the levi'im going into their, doing their job, have to do with b'nei Yisrael doing nveihem? Says Rav Schwab, unbelievable. He says what's being referred to in the pasuk is not when they go to be Ola Regel. Because that's obvious. When you go to be Ola Regel, you're going to be inspired. All the Jews are there. All the Kleisels are coming together. You know, though, how it really is determined, the litmus test, whether there was really inspiration there, when they turn around and go home. If it lasts, if it stays with them, that's the test where they were really inspired in Yerushalayim. When they put their shoes back on and they're still inspired, that's the Mayafu Pa'amayach B'na'alayim Bastadiv. When you have your shoes on, and that's what it means in the Tefillah. When the Kohanim have their Avodah, the Levim have their Shira, V'hashev Yisrael Linvehem. And when Bnei Yisrael, the Yisraelim, return to their places where they live and they go back and the feeling stays with them, That's where the true test is. And I just might add, that's why the all the Bali Musar say that on Yom Kippur, we know the Kohen goes into the mikvah 5 times and changes his clothing 10 times. When's the last time he goes to the mikvah? After he puts on, before he puts on his big day chol, after he finishes the whole avoda, his own begad, his big day, his personal begadim. What do you have to go to the mikvah there for? You went to the mikvah when you went into the Kodesh Kodashi, in front of the mikvah, you finished the avoda. No, it's an avoda to go home to take it with you. To take everything that we took on Yom Kippur, and we take it with us, that's also an avoda. And he goes to the mikvah before he does that too. Either way, that's just an Aliyah L'Regel connection. This Pasi B'Ra'os was a heter for Aliyah L'Regel. Good, let's continue. Lema Messiah. Right in the middle. So now, let us say, you know what? Maybe, even though we just said that there's Rav Yosef, his Svara, you don't have to say, but maybe there's a raya for Rav Yosef. Again, what's Rav Yosef's extension of Rav? Rav Yosef says that Surah of Pesach is not going to help you for the problem of Paritz Merubah La'omed. That is Rav Yosef's Shita. Salem HaMasayelay. Tfanos Halalu, if you have walls. Sheruban Psachim V'chalonos, if you have walls that most are openings and windows. Mutter, it's still Mutter. Ubilvachi Omed Merubah La'paritz. As long as you have omade, that's more, the standing is more than the opening. Says the Gemara, what the bright doesn't make sense. It's an internal contradiction. Sherubam sal kadaitach. If the doors and the windows are more and it has to be omade, there has to be some words missing. Ella ema sheriba bahen psachem b'chalonos. It just means you made a lot of them, not that there are most of them. If somebody makes a chatzer with a lot of doors and a lot of windows that go all the way to the floor, and again, remember, in the days of old, when we say windows, we don't mean there's any glass in there. It's just an open space, right? Glass would be a mechitza. So it's open space. So you see there that the Brisa says that you have to have Omein Meruba, and there's no allowance of Itzuras HaPesach. So it's a riot of Yosef. Amrav Kahana, no. Kitan Yahi Bepischi Shamai. It could be that what's being referred to there, where the Tzuras HaPesachs don't work, it's referring to bad Tzuras HaPesachs, to inferior Tzuras HaPesachs. What's an inferior Tzuras HaPesach? My Pischi Shimai. Pligiba Rav Rechume Rav Yosef, Machlokes, Chad Amar Delesle Shkafi. One opinion is that it doesn't have a shkafi. We'll talk about what that is in a second. Verachad Amar Delesle Tikra, it doesn't have a roof. It's a Tzuras HaPesach. You have two side lintels, but you don't have a threshold on top. So that's not called a Tzuras HaPesach. But what about the first one? Delesle Shkafi. So that is a Machlokes Rashi and the Ritva. Rashi here says it's in, why is it an inferior doorway? It is, you can look in the picture book, they have a picture of it, it's not straight. It's, you had bricks that made up the wall, and you removed a couple of bricks to make a doorway, but it's uneven. It's an uneven doorway. So that's not a good Tzuras HaPesach. That's an inferior Tzuras HaPesach, and that is why it is not allowed. It doesn't solve any Tzuras, problems that Tzuras HaPesach would normally solve. The Ritvi here just assumes, he thinks that's for sure not a doorway. He thinks that the problem here is that there's no door frame. You chiseled out a doorway, but you need a door frame in order to be called a Tzuras HaPesach. That's the machlokah between Rashi and the Ritva. Says the Vilna Gaon, 1 minute, says the Vilna Gaon in Siman Taf Reish Lamed, even if you have, if you don't have, let's say, you know, you put up a door frame. But again, the case of Shikvi here, the assumption is, says the Vilna Gaon, that you just made a doorway, you chiseled it out, but the bricks weren't put up there, L'shem Tzuras HaPesach. Says the Gra, why does the Gemara say that? The problem here is that it's uneven. Let's say according to Rashi. Why don't you just say that you didn't make the Tzuras HaPesach, L'shem Tzuras HaPesach? Ask the Gra. Right? Because you have this, you just chiseled it out, but what's still there wasn't put up, L'shem Tzuras HaPesach. Says the Gra, what do you see from here? You don't need L'shma by Tzuras HaPesach. As long as it's there, and he says, this is it. This is the Gemara. Says the Gra on this Gemara that you don't need the Shabbat Tzuras HaPesach. And that is why the Chazon Ish says that if you work out the other problems with telephone poles, you could use a telephone pole for Tzuras HaPesach. Again, we're going to have in a couple of minutes, again, you got to have the string on top. That's today's daf. We discussed that already. Most telephone poles have the wires on the side. You can't use that as an Erev. You got to have this, you got to have the board, as we'll talk about the Korah, underneath the string. But however you figure it out to use it, the string did not have to be put up there, L'shem Tzuras HaPesach, to help your Erev. Right? And the Gra's Diakas from this Gemara, Shikfi would work if it was even. The problem is that it's uneven, it's inferior. That's the Chazon Ish right here in Siman Kufyat Aleph. Min ha'amor nilmad, da'amudei ha'telegraph, va'achutsha al gabehen, efshar lismoch aleh mishim Tzuras HaPesach. Av agav delo nasu lakach, v'gam achshav, ein ikar tashmisha lakach. And even though most people in the world don't use this for Tzuras HaPesach, they use this for telephone wires. Mikomakom, kivan di'ika, right, in 20 years from now, right, what's a telephone wire? I know what a telephone wire is, right? Everything's invisible on the ground, but no, we still at least know what they are. Lachain, mikom makom, kivan diika diurin denichu l'shamish ben Tzuras HaPesach, l'heter tiltol, shapir chashiv pesach. V'yav agav de'inka machsheves bailim, rak machsheves acherim, mikom makom, kivan da'al karchach inasa mechitza l'acherim, shapir chashiv ben Tzuras HaPesach. V'chayev be'mezuzah, if it would be a doorway, it also, if you'd have a doorway that wasn't made l'shem doorway, but it's just used as a doorway, that also would be called a Tzuras HaPesach. But that is a very important shita, and again, we mentioned that there are some other minority achronim that may say maybe it wouldn't work, but we are, the minhag of all of us to be mekel, to assume that a Tzuras HaPesach would not be needed to be made l'shma. Good. So that's a way to get out of the problem, and it's not a raya to Rav Yosef. Good, and the other answer is that it doesn't have a tikra. V'af, we're up to Rav Af. V'af Rav Yochanan, Sarvalo v'hadarav. Next day, Rav Yochanan also holds like Rav. Now, we're not forgetting Rav Yosef, but we're going back. Remember, we had a sheet of Rav. Rav Yosef had an extension, and now we just said there's no proof to Rav Yosef. And now we're going back to the basic din, though, up above, of Rav. Rav had argued on our Mishnah. Rav said that Tzuras HaPesach will not help you for an opening more than 10 amos. That was Rav Shita. So now we're saying Rabbi Yochanan also holds like Rav. To Amar Rav in Barav Ad, to Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Ma'isa Ba'adam Echad Vibikas Beis Charsan. There was a story of a man in a bika. Shenaz Dal Kundi Sinpa Arba Pinos Asade, that stuck four poles into four corners of the field. Just stuck four poles in. Vam Umatach Zemora Aleim, and then he took a vine, and he wrapped the vine on the poles. So he wanted to make an enclosed area. He put the poles and he put the vine. So basically he created Tzuras HaPesach. He created an enclosed area, four poles, with a vine going around on the poles. Uba Maisel of Nechachamim, and the story came in front of the rabbis. V'hitiru lo le'inyin kilayim. And they said, for kilayim purposes is okay. Meaning, if you have a vine, if you have a vineyard on one side of this area, and cucumbers inside the area, that's not kilaya karam. Even if it goes right up to it, no problem. We mentioned already, I think once in this Masechta, that a lot of kilayim has to do with how it looks. Maris ayin, on a d'oraisa level. So here you would say, right, this is a symbolic, hefsek. Underneath, they're being nourished from the same ground. How can you say this isn't kilayim? The answer is no. Kilayim goes with, a lot of kilayim is at maris ayin. And here, because you have this symbolic room, so that's enough of a hefsek. So it works for kilayim. V'yamar Reish Lakish, kederach she'etiru lo l'inyin kilayim, kach etiru lo l'inyin Shabbos. Just like it works for kilayim, it works for Shabbos as well. This would be good, a good Rishus Hayachid Tzuras HaPesach area. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no. L'kilayim itiru lo l'inyin Shabbos lo itiru lo. No, it works for kilayim and not for Shabbos. Let's just finish the whole section and then we'll comment. So, B'maya Skinan, what are we talking about here? What's the case? Where did you put the vine on these poles? Ilema menatzad. Did you put it on the side of the poles? Meaning not on top of the pole, but you hung it around the sides. So, v'hamar v'chizr. V'chizr said that for sure doesn't work. Tzuras HaPesach shosam menatzad loss of lo klum. Tzuras HaPesach, you have to have your lintel on top of your standing poles, not on the side. Say al gaba. So it must be what they're talking about is on top of the poles. You put the vine on top of the poles. And again, all this is in the picture books. Ubemai, ilema be'eser. So you have the string on top of the poles. So what's the machlokas about then? Ubemai, ilema be'eser. Are we talking about that there's less than 10 amos in between the poles? Behal lema Rabbi Yochanan b'Shabbos lo. So why would Rabbi Yochanan say that doesn't work? You have a Tzuras HaPesach. It's the vine's on top. Why wouldn't that work? Elola be'eser me'eser. So it must be the issue is more than 10 amos. And the machlokas is the issue of Rav. Does the Tzuras HaPesach work for more than 10 amos wide? So the Gemara says no. Lo la'olam be'eser. Maybe it is 10 or less. Umin atzad. And he put it on the side of the poles. Ubi Rav Chizda kamiflagi. And the machlokas is whether you hold like Rav Chizda. Whether you say that a Tzuras HaPesach min hatzad, if you don't put the vines on top, you put it on the side, would that work? Period. Two important ha'aris on this Gemara. Look at Rashi. We mentioned this shita of the Taz before. There is a shita of the Taz. The Taz holds that you're right. We all like Rav Chizda, can't be on the side. But what if you put your string or your top line right next to the top of the pole, of the vertical pole, so that it's flat. The top, or let's say you put your vine right next to the top of the pole. Not on top of the pole, but right next to on top of the pole. So it's flush on top. Would that be good enough? The Taz says yes. The Taz, I'm not going to read it inside now to save time. The Taz in Shin Samach Beis says yes. Why? Because look at Rashi here. Because Rashi says, look at Rashi Minatzad. Fourth to last Rashi. Minatzad. Shemata chazmar mizel azeh be'emtsa iso. V'lo arashehen. What does it mean Minatzad? You put it in the middle. And not on the side. That's the problem. Says the Taz in Shin Samach Beis, Siv Dalid. But if you put it all the way at the top, on the side, but it's flush on top with it, that would be okay too. That's the Taz's Kula. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes, we quoted this already in the past, that no way. No way, all the Achronim argue. Vida, demashemek ala Taz, afilu aso min atzad, imaso begova hakane, bishavim hakane mamish, it's okay, kol Achronim chokin alav. V'sfir alu debina shiachev ala gabi hakane mamish. It's got to be on top, it's got to be on top. We mentioned last week, what about if it's tachov, if it goes through the pole? That was a machlokas, and many, the Aruch HaShulchan is meiko. He says, what, just because there's more on top, so what? Shouldn't make it worse. That was the Prima Gadim had a suffix about that, but the Aruch HaShulchan was meiko. Good. And that's what he quotes, the telegraph issue there too. Good. So we're gonna leave that Mishnah Berurah open, we're gonna come back to it. There was another discussion based on our Gemara that some have, and that is, what happens if the pole isn't exactly, the string on top is not exactly straight? It's a little bent here and there. It's a little zigzag. It bends a little bit. So some achronim say, well, is a vine exactly straight? Right, Mistama, if you're using a vine, right, it's not 100% straight, right? Rav Henkin in Chuvas Bnei Banim says that vines aren't completely straight, and therefore, if it bends a little bit, if it's blown a little bit by the wind, it's also okay if it's not perfectly taught, as long as Rav Henkin's shear is 22 degrees. As long as it doesn't blow more than 22 degrees, that's good enough. Others are machmer a little less. Others say within three tvachim, which is more accepted at some. L'chadchil, again, we try to make them as tight as possible. Make them very taut. Not to wave in the wind. Right? Not to zigzag at all. But there is some flexibility by some, based on this Gemara, according to some poskim. But again, it should be as taut as possible. Those are too important to ours, based on this Gemara. Okay, let's continue. The overhang? Worry about the overhang? No, I think it's the bottom. If there's an overhang, you got to push it away. You can't have it the branches together.
The zmor is what's on the top.
Right, the zmor is on that, but the zmor is creating the mechitza. Zmor is what you're using the zmor to create the mechitza. But what you're trying to do, see the first Rashi by Linen Kilayim. It means gvanim betocha kundesin mutu lezroa samach lem chutz lemechitza. Talking about on the ground. Right, if you're planting here and planting there, that's the hefsek. Good, three lines to the bottom. So what did we just say? That according to Reish Lakish, you're allowed to use this for Kilayim and Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan only Kilayim. For Rami, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Rami, Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish, we have a stira. Because we have another context. I'm Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yudin, this is Berechanina. Peah is, we're talking about vines again. Peah muteris linyin Kilayim avalola Shabbos. Rabbi Shlakish says, you're allowed to use the vines for as separations for Kilayim and not for Shabbos. Right, one second. Rishlokas said before they're both good. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, ke mechitzas l'Shabbos delo, kach mechitzas l'kilayim delo. Rabbi Yochanan says no, you can't use it for either. So we have a problem in both opinions. So Bishlam the Rishlokas, the Rishlokas lokasha, Rishlokas no stira, Rishlokas who said it works for both Shabbos and kilayim, and then said it works for only one, no problem. Hadidei hadarabe. One case he's talking about his own shita, and one case, the first case is his own shita. The second case he's quoting Rabbi Yehuda Bar Chanina. He's going against Rabbi, no problem. Elad Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan Kasha, but according within Rabbi Yochanan Shita, isn't that a stira? Why earlier did he allow it for Kilayim, and here he doesn't allow it at all? So, Amrit Bishlama Hasam Al Gabon Hacha Minatzad Shapir. If you say like one of the options we said earlier that the issue is Minhatzad, that earlier it's on top. If it's on top, he allows it for Kilayim. If it's on the side, he rejects it totally. So then, that could work. Ella, but what did we just say at the end of the previous summer? We wanted to say that the issue is Minatzad earlier. Ella, Amrit, Edi, Minatzad. But if they're both talking about cases where you put the vine on the side, so Michael and Maimer, then we're stuck. So why does Rabbi Yochanan allow anything if it's both Minatzad? So the Gemara says, the olam idi minatzad. No, there's a way out. They're both minatzad. Hasam be'eser, hacha be'oser me'eser. The Gemara is machadish that even in kilayim, maybe it makes a difference if it's on top. I'm saying maybe it makes a difference if it's wider than tanamos or shorter than tanamos. Even in kilayim, we have that. Says the Gemara, really? Where do you ever have that? Mina timra, deshani lan bein eser, li'oser me'eser. Where do you ever see that in kilayim? It makes a difference how wide the areas are. To Amar Le Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish as follows. Rabbi Yochanan says, Lo kach haya maisa, wasn't there a story? Shehalach Rabbi Yeshua Eitzer Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Lomo Torah. Rabbi Yeshua went to learn, Avo Pisha Baki Bilchas Kilayim, even though he was a greater Baki. Still, Ezo Chacham, Halomi Mikaladam. Right, he went to learn Torah. Umatsu Sheyoshi Benu Ilanos. And he found him, he was sitting in the orchard. Umatach Zemora Me'ilon Le'ilan, Rabbi Yeshua brought a vine and stretched it out from tree to tree. Va'amar lo Rebbe, and he asked him, "E gefanim kan, ma'o lezro kan? Would this work? What I just did? Would this work?" Amar lo, be'eser mutter, be'yoser me'eser asur. So he makes that distinction between above 10 and less than 10. So b'maya skinon, what type of vine are we talking about? What did Rabbi Yeshua do? Ilema al gabon, if he put it on top, yoser me'eser asur, then that would be a problem, even if it's more, v'atanya. No, that for sure would be okay. Hayusham kanim haduk runin, if you have poles that were inserted into the ground, v'asalan peyamilamal, and you put a vine around on top, afilo b'yoser me'eser mutter. It's good for kilayim. Even if it's more than 10. Elo lav minatzad. It must be minatzad. V'kamar levi. Yeser mutter, yoser me'eser asur, shma mina. So we have the distinction of more and less than 10 amos, even for kilayim. Period. Okay, next couple of lines are extremely lamaisa. Gufa. Amar Rav Chisda, Tzuras HaPesach Shasam and Atzal Losal HaKlum. We paskin that way, by the way. We paskin the string's got to be on top. If the string's on the side, so then it doesn't work. As we, good. Amar Rav Chisda, Tzuras HaPesach Sha'amru Tzricha Shetei Beria Kedei Lahamid Badeles. Ooh. The Tzuras HaPesach has to be strong enough to hold the door. Strong enough to hold a door. Wow. V'yafil Adeles L'Kashin. Even a very light door. Even a, you know, a straw door, that is good enough. So, what does that mean? Says, are we talking about the side post being strong enough, or the string being strong enough? Shulchan Aruch says, Vim chiber ha'elyon. This is in Shin Samach Beis. Vim chiber ha'kano ha'elyon, l'shnei ha'kanim, ol'echan mehem ha'atzad, lo mahani. V'tzarech sheyehei ha'kanim shebit studim, chazokim kedei l'kabel deles kol shehu. Afilu shalkash o shalkanim. Avalkana shal gaban slagi bakoshu vafilu gemi mahani. Shulchan Aruch says the Farish. What do you mean a string? How can we use a string? It's got to be strong enough to hold a door. No, but what are you using for the poles? As long as your poles are strong enough to hold something up. Your string can be a string. Not so strong because this halacha is talking about the side posts, not talking about the string on top. And good, because, and that's why your poles have to be pretty strong, that the wind, even if the wind moves the string a little bit, as we just spoke about, you know, be the evidence, try to make it as taut as possible, but even if it moves a little bit, it's okay according to many poskim, but your side posts have to be pretty strong. It's pretty strong in the ground, not moving, because that has to be strong enough, kedei lekabel. Kedei lekabel. Good. Amar Yishlach Mishum Reb Yanai, Tzuras HaPesach Tzricha Heker Tzir. This is not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. It needs to have a Heker Tzir. What's a Heker Tzir? Where the hinge goes? My Heker Tzir, Amar Rav Avya Avkasa, the pivot hole for the hinge. Okay, but that, we don't have that. We're using poles and other items. Ashkachinu Rav Acha Breder Rav Avya, L'Talmid Rav Ashi, Amar Lehu, see, meets the Talmid Rav Ashi, Amar Mar Midi B'Tzura HaPesach, did Rav Ashi ever say anything about Tzuras HaPesach? Meaning, he probably told them, though, gave them all the, everything that he knew, and he says, anything else that he added? Amrulay, Lomar Velo Klub, no. Nothing else. Okay. Tana, the Rashba talks about, what was the question, what was the answer? Tana, Tzuras HaPesach, Sha'amru Kana, Mikan, 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 Al Gabehem. There it is, that's the line. Tzuras HaPesach is one pole from this side, one pole from that side, and the kana on top, which again, we use string. The Shulchan Aruch says they use gemi, they use reed. So it goes back 500 years that this is how we make our erevs. Tzrichen liga, ain't tzrichen liga. Do the poles have to touch the string on top? Right, do they have to go all the way up? Or are you allowed to say, good asik? You're allowed to stray, you're allowed to go up. Rav Nachman Amar, ain't tzrichen liga. That's what we hold. They don't have to touch. Rav Sheshes Amar Tzrichen Liga. They do have to touch. We hold that they don't have to touch. Adz Ravat Nachman Vavad Ovda Beirish Galusa Kishmaitzei. Rav Nachman went and set up an Erev like his Shita, meaning they don't have to touch. Amalei Rav Sheshes L'Shamei. Rav Sheshes got very upset. He told his servant Rav Gada, Zil Shlof Shadinu, go rip out his poles. Go rip out his poles. Also, Shalav Shadinu. So he did, and he threw him down. Ashkechuhu debate. Yeah, we think only in nowadays we have like Erev stories, right? They had him in the Talmud. Ashkechuhu debate Reish Galusa, and the Reish Galusa found them. Chavshu, they put him in jail. What are you doing? Also, Rav Sheshes come up. Rav Sheshes got up and he went to the doorway of the jail. Amalei God the Pukta. See, he got his servant out of jail. Guess it wasn't appropriate. He didn't realize that this was done by the Rav Nachman, and maybe the authorities didn't realize that it was going by Rav Sheshes. Nafak va'asa, and he got him out. Ashkei Rav Sheshes the Rabbi Bar Shmuel, and then Rav Sheshes later on found Rabbi Bar Shmuel, who brought a brisa to support his shita. Amalei Tani Mar Midi B'Tzuras HaPesach. You know anything about Tzuras HaPesach? Amalei in yes. The following again, we'll try to get to the Mishnah, and then there are two or three more important comments. He says yes. There's a brisa relating to Hilchas Mezuzah that relates to Tzuras HaPesach. Tanina Kippa, an arched doorway. An arched doorway. Is an arched doorway chayav in mezuzah or not? So it depends. How tall is it before the arch? So, Rabbi Meir, we'll talk about those details in a second. Rabbi Meir mechayav in mezuzah. V'chom apotrim. The Rabbi Meir says you're chayav to put up a mezuzah in an arched doorway, and the Chum say not. V'shavin, but everybody agrees. Shem yesh baragleha asara, she chayeves. If it's 10 tfachim high before the arch starts, then for sure everybody agrees. What's the case of machlokes? As follows. Amar Abaya. Hakol modim shim gavoa asara. Ve'ein baragla ashlosha. Everybody agrees that if it's 10 tfachim tall, but you don't have at least 3 tfachim at the bottom, that's 4 tfachim wide. A doorway has to be 4 tfachim wide. So if you don't have at least 3 tfachim tall, that's 4 tfachim wide, it's not a doorway. Nothing to talk about. Inami or yesh baragla shlosha ve'ein begavo asara. Or if the whole doorway altogether is less than 10 tfachim tall, then for sure there's no chiv mezuzah. It's got to be at least 4 tfachim wide for at least 3 tfachim high, right? So it's not lavud, and it's got to be at least 10 tfachim tall. So velo klum. So kipligi, the machlokas is about as follows: beyesh baragla gimel, there is at least 4 tfachim wide on the bottom. That is 3 tfachim tall. V'gavoa asara, and it's 10 tfachim tall, but it's not 4 tfachim wide at the top where it's 10 tfachim tall. Vein rach barba. V'yesh balachuk lashlim al arba. But if you would imaginarily chisel out the arch, you'd be able to get 10 tfachim wide on top too. But it's not 10 tfachim wide. Somewhere between 3 and 9. Somewhere between 3 and 9, it gets too narrow. So do you say it's as if it's chiseled out or not, and you're chayiv in mezuzah? Rabbi Meir Savar Chokin Lahashlim, yes, it's as if it's chiseled out. For Rabbanan Savar Echokin Lahashlim, you don't say it's chiseled out. But what do you see from there? That it's if you say that it could be chiseled out, or even in the first case, right, that you have the, let's say you have 10 tefachim tall, and then it arches. So then you have your side posts far away from the top of your doorway. You have a lot of arch, you have a lot of space in between. That's a rioter of Nachman, that you don't need your poles going all the way up. So Amalei Rav Shesha says, Yimishkachas lehu, if you find anybody, lo tema lehu lebeirish galusa, velo midi, behel masisa tekipa. Don't mention to anybody this proof, please. Remember, he argued. He said they have to touch. So what do you mean? Don't mention anybody this proof. So if you look in the Rabbeinu Chananel, he says there, I was chozer by myself. Don't make such a big deal about it. I hold like the other opinion now, too. Okay, either way, just two important machlokos relating to the sugya as well. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, again, this is an important issue. Sometimes, is there allowed to be, we just said that there could be an airspace between the poles and the string on top. So sometimes, some Arabs, you put a barrel, you nail in a piece of lumber onto the telephone pole, onto the tree, in order to get under the string. Wonderful. There could be a space. Is there allowed to be another hefsik in between? I remember this sometimes just came up in camp. Sometimes you're using the string on top, and sometimes there are electrical boxes that are stuck in the middle. Is there allowed to be an electrical box in between your pole and the string on top? Or any other type of hefsek? Is there allowed to be a roof? Let's see, some other roof, some other type of hefsek that is in between. Is there allowed to be a hefsek? That is a major machlokas. The Aruch HaShulchan is Mako. The Balami Lahoel is Makel if it's not such a wide thing, which most of the time is not wide, right? The earlier sources quote a roof going in between. But if you have a little electrical box, that's a machlokas aposkim. So whoever builds the Erev has to know these issues and which school is they are relying on. That's the Mishnah Berurah in Shin Samach Gimel, Sif Kufyud Kufyud Beis. The Taz is Machmir. But again, the Achronim say maybe the Taz is only Machmir by something very wide, like a roof that's blocking. But if you have a little electrical box that's too fucking wide, maybe that's not a problem. But again, that's one issue that comes up. The other issue that comes up is the Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Shulchan Aruch here discusses that it doesn't have to touch, but is it allowed to be bent? What if your poles are of different heights? So the Rabbi Kiva Eger says if it's very bent, you don't know what very means. But if it's very bent, then it's a problem. The Sharet Tzion quotes, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Sharet Tzion, but in the Mishnah Berurah himself, he does not quote it. Mishnah Berurah just quotes, Lakula, Lakula, as long as it's pretty taut, you can have different heights for your poles. Different heights for your poles. It doesn't even have to go up. That's the svar of the Mishnah Berurah. Right, you're telling me, oh, there's a problem if you have one pole that's taller than the other one, but forget the tall pole. It didn't even have to go that tall. Right? Just take the top part away. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah just quotes, Afilu echad gavoa mechavero harbe, vakono el yom munach b'shipua. Just quotes that lakula. In the Sharet Tzion, he quotes, the Rebbe Akiva Eger is mistapek if it's harbe b'shipua. But again, that is the minog, again, is to be makel regarding that question also. We don't make sure that the poles are so, equal with each other. Even if they're one is taller, one is higher, one is taller, one is shorter, it is allowed to. Okay, we have to stop here. By the Mishnah, by the Shem, we will continue. Again, we'll have to work out the schedule for the rest of the week. at exactly that. Tomorrow, Beth Hashem, I'll be here. And then the rest of the week, I'm going to be away. Beth Hashem, I'll try to give the daf those days, but got to figure out the schedule. Haggadah Shir is tonight. Haggadah Shir is tonight, 8:30. 8:30 is the Haggadah Shir in the school. Again, we're still Beth Hashem next year, Beth Hashem. The Haggadah Shir will be in the shul. Anybody still wants to join us in our building, feel free to go to the website, nofeashemesh.com or .org, and take part in building a shul in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, we'll stop here.